What you're hearing is happening at the ruins of a Roman temple. It's an orchestra playing Led Zeppelin's Kashmir at a popular cultural event in Lebanon, the annual Baalbek International Festival. On stage are two young women rocking out on their electric guitars. They're Sherry Bashara and Lilas Mayasi, co-founders of Lebanon's first-ever thrash metal band, Slave to Sirens. They're the subject of Rita Baghdadi's new documentary called Sirens. I spoke with Rita and Lilas and started by asking Lilas how she formed the band.
So I went on Facebook and I would literally go on, just scroll through the newsfeed that I have and see if any girl would be holding a guitar or a bass, and I would instantly message them and see if they're interested to join me.
Rita, how did you find the band and why did you think this would make a good documentary?
I discovered Slave to Sirens through their music. This was in 2018 when they had just put out their EP. So they had four songs on the internet. One day I was just looking for new music to listen to. It's a big, music's a big inspiration in my life and for my work. But I wasn't necessarily, searching for a movie idea. I was just trying to listen to some good music. And when I heard their songs, I was really struck by them. I was really blown away by the amazing sound. And I just thought, I have to meet these incredibly strong, talented, amazing young women. But for me as a filmmaker, as an Arab American growing up in a very tricky time in America for Arab people around 9/11 and the Iraq War, circumstances where images and portrayals of Arab people in the media were really negative and demonizing. And women were really just non-existent in those stories anyway. So when I met the band and thought about a film, it really brought me back to that time when I was a teenager. And I really wanted to make a film that I wish I had seen growing up, where Arab women could be the stars of their own story. And, not the victims of someone else's.
Yeah. In this documentary, the history and the politics and the dysfunction of Lebanon are always present. War and instability and protests and unemployment and banks running out of cash, electricity constantly going on and off, being told there's no future there. Lilas, how does being in a thrash band help you express that? Does it help you get out that frustration of living in that kind of environment, that kind of societal situation?
Yeah, metal gave me a way to express myself. Everything that's surrounding us, not just Lebanon, even the MENA region, we're always affected by whatever is happening around us. So metal gave me a way or a chance to just vent out and be able to, say whatever I have on my mind through music.
Lilas, you use the word venting. There's this powerful, memorable scene to me where one of your band members just roars. She just opens up her mouth and a roar comes out. And it just felt like it was letting out everything that she had been going through living in Beirut with all its problems, all its violence. The roar felt symbolic.
Yeah, exactly. These moments that every time we go to practice, I feel these moments are very, very special. And I feel they're sacred in a way because we're just doing our kind of ritual in healing all together. So, and venting out and expressing all these complex emotions that sometimes we don't have the words for. So it's easier for us to write music and just let it all out through music.
Rita, from a filmmaking perspective, I was thinking how well you contrasted so many of the scenes of the metal music with these violent street protest scenes. Everything going wrong. And it felt like you had this incredible device to reflect societal dysfunction and just sort of angry, pent-up, passionate music. How did you think about that as you were creating those scenes as a filmmaker?
Well, exactly as Lila said, it's sometimes you don't have the words for it. It's like you just feel so angry and you feel so, powerless in moments. And I think to be able to just scream, you know, like women don't get enough opportunities to just scream.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot to scream about. You know, when I first got there in November of 2018, it had been a relatively calm period in Lebanon. And very soon after, that's when the economic collapse started happening. And then, of course, the revolution happened. When I saw the, you know, band practicing and writing their new album, you know, these factors were coming into play.
You make an important point, which is that even if you just wanted to make a coming-of-age story, absent politics, it seems that it's almost impossible to do that because the coming-of-age is so intertwined with the politics of the country and the society that how could you omit it? It seems like, as you concluded, you can't.
Yeah, I would have felt that that was just completely, you know, not true to the experience that I had filming it and not true to the experience of the band and why they formed, Lilas and Sherry met in a protest. They formed under protest and they write music that is, you know, a rebellion in and of itself.
Lilas, there's that moment in the beginning of the film where all you and your band members are poring over some press you got and excited to see what has been said.
I was getting ready to make some noise.
I assume you've had a lot more of that since then. So what's your band up to these days?
Right now we finished recording our album. We still have the vocals. Our vocalist Maya decided to go on a different path, unfortunately, and our drummer Tatiana as well. So, you know, life. But yeah, we're actively trying to find new members to regroup. We have big plans, just touring the US and maybe signing to a label. I don't know. So big plans.
So even having lost some band members, which often happens with bands, you still feel good. You still feel like it's going well, and this is, and you'll do this for a long time, maybe for as long as you can.
Yeah, the way I see it, I always keep moving forward no matter what. So all the remaining bandmates right now are my bandmates, Alma, the bassist, and Cherry, guitarist, lead guitar. We just want to keep moving forward. And ultimately, that's the message behind the band, just to inspire everyone to never give up on their dreams, no matter how difficult life can be. And yeah, as long as there's the dedication, the perseverance, and you know, the hope, yeah, anything is possible. And the support of good friends, of course.
And the sisterhood.
Yeah.
That's Lilas Mayasi from the band Slave to Sirens and Rita Baghdadi, director of Sirens, the documentary about the band. It's in theaters now. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.